with the Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe, and we're here to say a few things about Rush Limbaugh and women.
Limbaugh is, of course, this year's pick for the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
This is the man who has made a career attacking vegetarians, animal rights activists, and environmentalists.
Such people are the ne'er-do-well extremists who tear down achievers like him.
Yet for the opening of every Limbaugh radio show, he lifts the instrumental portion of the Pretenders rock song, My City Was Gone, a song expressing sharp environmentalist sentiments. One verse goes,
I went back to Ohio, but my pretty countryside had been paved down the middle by a government that had no pride. The farms of Ohio had been replaced by shopping malls, and Muzak filled the air from Seneca to Cuyahoga Falls.
The words and music to this song were written by Pretenders lead singer Chrissy Hynde,
a vegetarian, pro-animal rights, leftish, unwed mother.
Now Rush Limbaugh has a thing to say about women.
According to Limbaugh, and I quote, women were doing quite well in this country before feminism came along.
That's not quite true, of course. As we all know, before feminism came along in the 19th century, women couldn't even vote.
But the failure of the truth to conform to his ideology has never been a cause of deterrence to Limbaugh.
And this has been especially so with regard to women.
Over the years, Limbaugh has made numerous comments denigrating to women.
Many of these comments have been distortions or outright untruths.
For instance, on his TV show from May 4, 1994, Limbaugh said, and I quote, Anita Hill followed Clarence Thomas everywhere. Wherever he went, she wanted to be right by his side. She wanted to work with him. She wanted to continue to date him.
Added Limbaugh, quoting still, there were no other accusers who came forth after Anita Hill did and said, yeah, Clarence Thomas, he harassed me too. There was none of that, end of quote.
The reality, of course, is considerably different from what Limbaugh stated.
Hill could hardly have continued to date Thomas since, by both their accounts, they never dated.
Furthermore, two other women, Sukari Hardnett and Angela Wright, came forward immediately after Anita Hill to charge Thomas with similar behavior.
Regarding the notoriously lecherous Senator Bob Packwood, Limbaugh once commented, what's the big deal? He's clumsy with women.
The reality is that dozens of women charged Packwood with non-consensual sexual advances, including reaching his hand up an employee's skirt, trying to remove clothing, sexual embraces and gropes, repeatedly forcing kisses on employees, and inserting his tongue in a staffer's mouth.
Such encounters often ended only because of forceful struggle by the women.
Packwood had also been accused of intimidating and threatening to smear women who went public.
USA Weekend, on January 26, 1992, reported the existence of a sign on Limbaugh's office which said, and I quote, sexual harassment at this workstation will not be reported. However, it will be graded.
Then there was Rush Limbaugh's TV show for May 13, 1994, when he made a comment about a supposed Tufts University study on bra sizes.
The direct quote goes as follows. Now I've got something for you that's true. 1972, Tufts University, Boston. This is 24 years ago, or 22 years ago. 3-year study of 5,000 co-eds, and they used a benchmark of a bra size 34C. They found that the, now wait, it's true. The larger the bra size, the smaller the IQ.
That is verbatim what Limbaugh said. However, it looks as if he may have made up the whole thing.
Dr. Burton Halliwell, president of Tufts in the 60s and 70s, had absolutely no recollection of such a study, according to Tufts' communication office. I surely would have remembered that, Dr. Halliwell exclaimed.
Furthermore, Limbaugh's staff was unable to produce any such study when requested to do so by fairness and accuracy in reporting.
And finally, a search of the Nexus database, while revealing no evidence of a Tufts study, did produce a number of women theorizing that the presence of large breasts causes a lowering of IQ in some males.
Well, there you have it. And all of the preceding information and quotes came from the book The Way Things Aren't, Rush Limbaugh's Reign of Error.
Rush Limbaugh, what a gentleman.
This year's inductee into the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
You know, at this point, there's only one thing left we can do.
What's that?
Flush Rush.
And the NAB, too.
Oh my, poor Rush has gone away.
We hope, of course, he's gone to stay.
There's one thing left to do, you see.
And that's to set your radio free.
I went back to Ohio, but my pretty countryside had been paved down the middle by a government that had no pride. The farms of Ohio had been replaced by shopping malls, and music filled the air from Seneca to Cahoga Falls.